Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Wealthy Consultant Confessions of a Nine-Figure Advisor by Taylor A. Welch is a non-fiction business book for consultants, coaches, trainers, educators, and other expert-based entrepreneurs. Its central concern is the gap between why people start independent advisory businesses and what those businesses often become. Welch argues that many experts pursue entrepreneurship for freedom, income, and impact, yet build demanding operations that reduce flexibility and create constant pressure. The book positions itself as a practical framework for designing a consulting business that produces strong income without becoming a substitute corporate job. It also reflects Welch's distinctive blend of business strategy, psychological language, and Christian spiritual framing, which separates it from more conventional consulting manuals. Rather than serving as a comprehensive operations textbook, it functions as a compact strategic guide to business model design, personal authority, and the economic structure of expert work. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the central distinction between owning a business and being owned by it. A core idea in The Wealthy Consultant is the distinction between businesses that serve their owners and businesses that quietly control them. Welch frames consulting entrepreneurship as attractive because it promises autonomy, higher earnings, and meaningful client impact. But he argues that many experts reproduce the pressures of employment inside their own companies. This happens when the founder becomes the main delivery mechanism, salesperson, strategist, administrator, and emotional support system for every client. The business may generate revenue, but it also creates dependency, complexity, and time pressure. The practical implication is that income alone is not the right measure of business quality. A consulting firm can look successful from the outside while remaining fragile because it requires constant founder involvement. Welch's emphasis is therefore on structure, not merely ambition. The reader is encouraged to judge a business by whether it increases freedom, stability, and profitability at the same time. This makes the book less about hustle and more about diagnosing the hidden trade-offs in expert business models. Secondly, sustainable expert businesses require deliberate model design. The book is marketed around models for building sustainable expert businesses, and that positioning is important to its message. Welch treats the consulting business not as a loose collection of services, but as an economic model that can be shaped. For an expert, the offer, delivery method, client volume, price point, and support structure determine whether growth creates freedom or additional strain. A common problem in advisory businesses is that founders sell custom solutions to every client, which can justify premium fees, but also makes delivery difficult to scale. Welch pushes readers to think in terms of repeatable frameworks and intentional design, because repeatability allows expertise to become more profitable without requiring every engagement to be rebuilt from scratch. The reasoning is straightforward. If a consultant cannot separate personal expertise from constant personal labor, growth will multiply demands rather than improve the business. The book's value lies in forcing experts to view their knowledge as an asset that must be packaged, priced, and delivered through a sustainable structure. Thirdly, income consistency depends on more than attracting clients. A significant concern in the book is the instability many consultants experience when revenue rises and falls unpredictably. Welch's audience includes entrepreneurs in early or transitional stages, especially those whose businesses feel like a financial roller coaster. The book suggests that inconsistent income is rarely only a marketing problem. It often reflects mismatches among positioning, offer design, client selection, fulfillment capacity, and the entrepreneur's tolerance for operational complexity. A consultant may be skilled and still struggle if every sale requires heavy persuasion or every client requires excessive customization. Welch's broader lesson is that reliable revenue comes from aligning market demand with a clear value proposition and a delivery model the business can fulfill repeatedly. This is a useful corrective to advice that treats lead generation as the only lever. In expert businesses, growth depends on the whole chain from promise to delivery. When that chain is poorly designed, more leads can simply produce more chaos. The book, therefore, encourages readers to examine the business system behind their income rather than focusing only on sales activity. Fourthly, spiritual identity and psychological constraints are treated as business variables. One of the more distinctive aspects of The Wealthy Consultant is its integration of business strategy with spiritual and psychological language. Welch is known for combining Christian framing, inner identity work, and commercial strategy, and the book reflects that orientation. In this context, the consultant's internal framework is not treated as separate from the business model. Fear, self-concept, inherited limits, and unresolved personal patterns can affect pricing, leadership, sales confidence, and the willingness to build a business that does not depend on constant self-sacrifice. This does not make the book a clinical psychology text, and readers should not approach it as one. Its contribution is more entrepreneurial. It argues that the founders' beliefs about authority, worth, and responsibility shape business decisions. The spiritual dimension will resonate most with readers open to faith-informed business thinking, while readers seeking a strictly secular manual may find it less central to their needs. Still, the emphasis on identity helps explain why consultants can know the right tactics yet avoid implementing them. Lastly, the book functions as a strategic overview rather than an exhaustive consulting manual. The Wealthy Consultant appears to be valued by readers for being concise and framework-driven, but that same quality defines its limits. It is best understood as a strategic orientation for expert entrepreneurs, not a complete technical manual covering every operational detail of building a consulting company. Readers should not expect a full curriculum on hiring, finance, legal structure, delivery documentation, analytics, or platform-specific marketing. Its strength is in reframing what a consulting business should accomplish for the owner and in identifying the structural traps that make expert businesses stressful. This makes the book useful at moments of redesign, when a founder is choosing a niche, rethinking offers, stabilizing income, or questioning whether growth is actually improving quality of life. The compact style can make the ideas easier to absorb, but it also means readers may need supplementary resources to implement the concepts in detail. Its practical contribution is therefore diagnostic and strategic. It helps consultants see what may be wrong with the shape of their business before prescribing every execution step. In conclusion, The Wealthy Consultant is best suited for consultants, coaches, trainers, educators, and professional advisors who want to earn more without building an overcomplicated business that consumes their time. It will be especially useful for founders who already have expertise but feel trapped by custom delivery, uneven revenue, or excessive personal involvement in every client outcome. The practical benefit is a clearer way to evaluate whether a consulting business is actually designed for freedom, profitability, and repeatable value delivery. The intellectual benefit is its challenge to a common assumption in entrepreneurship that growth automatically equals success. Welch instead asks whether growth improves the owner's life and increases the business's durability. Compared with many books in the consulting and coaching category, it stands out through its combination of expert business model thinking, personal identity work, and Christian spiritual framing. Some readers may prefer a more secular or operationally detailed manual, but that is not the book's primary role. Its realistic positioning is as a concise strategic reset for experts who need to rethink the architecture of their business before adding more tactics. For the right reader, its value is not in exhaustive instruction, but in helping identify whether the current business model is creating wealth, freedom, or merely another demanding job. If you would like to support Taylor A. Welch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.